Hi and welcome. Now, this program is a little bit different to some of the things that you've done before. For a start off, it's mainly audio, and there is a workbook and stuff which you can download and use alongside with it. There are a lot of writing exercises as well which you will need to complete. So before you continue with this program, two things. Make sure that you've either downloaded the program and you've printed it off, or you've got a pen and a piece of paper handy, and then we can continue. You see, this program that you're listening to right now, I designed to make you break through some things in your life. You know, the barriers that hold us back, we all have them. And it's those little things in life that we need to change, which can make the biggest improvements. You see, we all want to do certain things. I mean, that's the thing to try and remember. We all want to either increase things or decrease things in life. And it's how we go about it is whether it actually makes it a reality or not. So increasing things in life, what do we want to increase? Well, you might be sitting there thinking, do you know what, Mark, I want to increase things in my life like money. I'd like to have more money, wouldn't we all? Or it could be more passion in your life. We want to increase the level of physical health that we actually have. There are so many things in life that we look for to try and increase, just like they are to decrease. So you could be listening to this program to think, do you know what, I want to decrease things. I want to decrease the level of frustration that I actually have to live with, and the level of stress and anxiety that I get every single day. You know, I want to decrease the challenges that I face on a daily basis, in the time sometimes it takes to do things. So in life, not only do we want to increase things, but we also want to decrease things. But overall, I suppose what we all want to do is increase the overall fulfillment of our lives. Because in life, we only want two things. And this is important to get into our heads. We only want two things. And that's the first thing is to be happy. Everybody wants it. Happiness, internal and external happiness. Happy with yourself, happy with the world around you. And also, reduction of conflict. So we all want to reduce conflict in our life. Now, whether that be internal or external conflict, nobody likes conflict with others, but just the same, we don't like the internal conflict. You know, the battles that you have with yourself sometimes. You know, you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, crikey. You know, and life can seem a struggle. And it's the internal conflicts, the battles that we have inside ourselves, which can be the most damaging. Let me tell you a story. You know, I've got a car just like most people. And I've been driving this car for some time, and there's a light that comes on. Now, this light is it's like a little yellow amber thing, and it's constantly on all the time. Don't know what it is. You may have been in that situation yourself. And this light comes on every time I get in the car. It comes on, and it stays on. And you know what? It was fine, because I didn't feel it was impacting anything in my life, you know, certainly in my driving. And it was fine driving around town and up and down, but every time I got in the car, the light was on. And it was absolutely fine until one day. And that was a day that my brother, who lives in Wales, he rang me up and he said, Mark, are you going to come up and see us? And I said, yeah, I'd love to. It'd be great. And then I had to stop and had to think. I said, actually, I can't. I said, I've got a problem with the car. I've got this light that's on all the time. And sometimes you stop and you think. And it's at that point that I realized that this problem with my car was stopping you going where you want to go in life. So obviously, what did I do? I went to the manual. It was at that time that forced me to get the manual out of the glove box. And in there were lots of solutions to some of the challenges that you may arise by driving a car. You know, you've got the diagrams of what all these lights actually mean. It saves you a bit of money. It saves taking it to the garage. And in the same way, we do actually have a manual for the mind. But the biggest problem is that we often go through life with these little amber lights going off in our mind. All the things in life, the barriers, the things, the conflicts that stop us doing or behaving how we want to do. But we just carry on. We just ignore them. And it's only when they become really, really important, only when they start impacting our major life, that we think, oh, I wish I didn't have that. And it raises its head. So We're going to look at taking charge of the behaviours. And if we can take charge of our own behaviours, we can take charge of our own results. Get rid of the barriers. Remove the things in our life that hold us back. We're embedded with belief systems, which we're going to explore in quite a lot of detail during this audio. But what is it all about? Well, what I want you to do is you're going to pick an area of your life that you feel you're not living up to your full potential at this moment in time. Now, I know that a lot of you could be watching this because of health issues or whatever. But you can pick one of three areas. And that'll be your career, your relationships, or your health. And we're going to pinpoint the barriers and break them down that stop you achieving what you want to do. Now, because of that, this means that this program you can go through many times. But each time that you go through it, you must start at the beginning. Choose maybe a different area of your life that you want to focus on. And then again, we'll pinpoint the barriers and we'll break them down. So how do you use it? Well, as you can hear, this is an audio program. But there's something that else you need. It's not just a set of headphones. You need time. And you need something else. It's called commitment. You need 100% commitment. You see, it's okay to listen to this, and you can just listen to it and go, you know, well, do you know what? I hope it works. I'll give it a whirl. And when you start using those types of attitudes, like, we'll see, hopefully this will work, hopefully it'll be successful, you will not succeed. With that attitude, you will not succeed. You need 100% commitment to change, which means 100% commitment to actually follow the program. You know I'm a stickler for rules. All I want you to do is to follow the rules. And yeah, this program may dig up some stuff out of the back of the mind that you maybe want to leave it there. But we've got to state it. We've got to state the problems. And we're going to help you to do that. You need to do the exercises. Do you realize that most people that listen to programs such as this actually don't do the exercises? They feel that they can just go all the way through, just listen to the audio, and not do the exercises and just think it through in their minds. Well, that's okay for some people. And you may get a result. But if you want to change, you commit. 100% commitment. You see, what you focus on is what you get. We know that. Everybody says that. In life, you know, you focus on something and you will and you can achieve it. So we're going to commit to making a change in your life. But the only person that's going to take responsibility for that change is you. You need to take responsibility for your own results. It's you that can and you will change your life. You see, there are so many programs which say, you know, oh, this can change your life, this can do that, whatever. They can't. No one can change your life apart from you. All we're going to do is give you the tools to enable a change to take place, and you're going to do the rest. But here's a question for you before we continue. If, for argument's sake, I said to you that, do you know what? Yeah, there's 100% guarantee that by going through this program fully, no matter what, you will change that area of your life forever. Guaranteed. Would you do it? Would you do the program fully? Would you stop, do the exercises, and commit to make a change? You answer that question, because you already know the answer. As I mentioned, this program does involve some writing, and that writing involves commitment from yourself. Also, it's best to listen to this program with headphones on. Yeah, you can play it in the car. Yes, of course you can. And yes, you could say, do you know what? I'm going to do the writing exercises when I park up. But to get the best results from this program, allocate time to do it. Allocate the time. When you allocate the time, you'll get the result. So, where do we start? Well, for a start off, it's best to start with the end in mind. It's always best to begin with the end picture in your mind. In other words, what do you want? What do you want to achieve? What is the purpose of you doing this? And so first thing that we're going to do is you turn to the section in the manual where it says, what do you want to happen? What do you want to change? What are your goals? And I want you to write them down. Now, the writing exercises involved in this program, I want you to do it in a specific way. And that way is like this. I'm going to play some music to you. And it's going to last about 5 minutes. You keep the headphones on. And you keep the pen on the paper. And you just write. And all I want you to do is write. Write how your life is going to be. What's the end? What's the end? What's the end result? What is the purpose of the program? So, get yourself ready. Get yourself ready to make some goals and create a future. So off you go. What do you want to achieve? What is the purpose of the program? And just write. And you must write until the end of the audio. So go ahead and write them down. What do you want? What do you really want to happen? Just write them down. Remember, stretch yourself, expand your mind, and just write. What do you want? Make your goals big. Don't settle for anything less. Your life. Physically, think about what would have to happen. Emotionally, what would have to happen. Write the goals. Financially, just write. What is the purpose? Your goal, nobody else's. This is your choice. What are you choosing to create? You choose to create a goal. Remember, a goal is just a goal. A dream is just a dream. The way we're going to do the goal. Goal is a dream, a date, and a deadline. What do you want to have? What do you want to be? How do you want to look? What do you want other people to see? What do you want to see? Just keep writing. 5 minutes. Try not to take the pen off the paper. If we know where we're going, we can create a map together. Just keep writing. Go on, stretch yourself. If you could have anything in the world, what would it be? What does it look like? Humanly possible, it's within your reach. All we've got to do is work out how to get there. Just keep adding the goals to the list. What else do you want? What else do you want? Just write them down. Nobody needs to see this apart from you. It's your life. But like a child, just write things down. What do you want? What are you looking for? Just let that imagination of yours run wild. Keep writing. What else are you looking for? Keep adding to the list. Listen to your heart. What's it telling you? Let's write it down. That's good. Keep writing. What else do you want? Get it out of your mind onto the paper. Fantastic. Now we've got some goals which are clearly stated. You know where you want to be. All we've got to do is get you there. Now, the next audio that you're going to listen to is all about focus, on trying to get you so focused on achieving these dreams, these goals that you've created. All you have to do is just follow the rules. So when you're ready, whether it be now, tomorrow, but set a time when you're going to listen to the next audio. And I'll see you on the other side.